Bible Study, a time to study, ask questions, and fellowship around the Word of God with Apostle Kyron and Pastor Kimberly Buford of New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, with Breaking Chains and Young Adult Talk. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 858-357-9137.
Well, praise God, and thank you for joining us tonight on Breaking Chains with New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford Tuesday Night Bible Study. This is Pastor Kimberly Buford, and before we get started, let's go to the throne of grace. Thank you, Daddy, for another day. Thank you, Daddy, for another opportunity and another chance to get it right. Thank you, Daddy, for the privilege and the honor to speak your name. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor of being before your people tonight, Lord God. You allow us to be used, God. You allow us. And, Lord, we are so grateful. We bless your name. We glorify you. We praise you. Oh, Daddy, thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you have filled us with. Thank you for giving us your mind. Thank you for giving us the desire to worship you, to praise you, to share your name with those around the world, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, Daddy. We don't take it lightly. There are many, Lord God, we recognize there are many that are not able to do that freely. And, Lord God, while there is yet breath in our bodies, while we are able, we will speak your name. We will shout it from the rooftop. We will glorify you. We will give you all the glory, honor, and praise that's due your holy name. Because, God, only you are worthy. You're the only one worthy of it, God. And, Lord God, we speak your word as you give us tonight, Lord God. We put it out there into the atmosphere, Lord God. And, Father, we know it's not about us. It has nothing to do with us, but it's all about you. And we give it all to you, Lord. All glory, honor, and praise belongs to you. We thank you, Daddy, for using us tonight. Lord God, bless Pastor Rosie. Bless her as the leader in Bible study tonight. Use her mighty, Lord God, mightily, Father God. Empty her. Empty her of herself, Father God, and fill it to overflow with you. And, Lord God, let us all just bask in your glory tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we begin with worship because, you know what, God, we thirst for you today. We truly thirst for you.
Glory to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Come on, let's worship. Hallelujah. Come on, he's worthy, he's worthy. Lord, we just thirst, we hunger for more of you, Jesus. Long to be in your presence.
think that is our prayer tonight. Amen. Our prayer tonight is, Lord, we thirst for you. We long for you. We long for you. We long to be in your presence. And the question that so many people have is, how do we get into your presence, Lord?
Amen.
How do we do that? A lot of people don't understand how to get into the presence of the Lord. And that's why we've been studying prayer for the past three or four weeks. We've been studying prayer, actually since the beginning of the school year. I mean, the beginning of this new year, we've been studying about prayer. And that's the topic that we're still on right now. And Pastor Rosie Borders is still the teacher this week. This is her last week teaching our lesson on prayer. And Pastor Rose is on the line.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hey, Pastor Rosie.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing
fine. Amen. Blessed and highly favored, right?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Walking in divine health.
Who else is on the line tonight? Hello.
Oh, this is David Gilliam. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Pastor
Hello,
Gilliam. How you
Pastor
doing?
Gilliam.
How are you?
Pastor Buford.
Hey,
Pastor Buford. Hi.
Hi.
Amen.
Anyone else on the line? Just give your first name. Okay.
Okay, I think we're being quiet tonight. That's okay. Amen.
That's wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I thank God for everybody that's on the line tonight. We're all going to learn some more tonight, aren't we? We're going to remember some things. We already know it. We're just going to be remembering some things about prayer. You know, sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's not that I don't know a thing. It's just that I may not have visited the scripture in a long time, and I forget sometimes.
Right.
So
yeah.
When someone reads a passage in God's word, holy word, and I say, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yes. anybody tells you that they never forget, they know this entire Bible. They can quote every scripture in here. God bless them. I wish I was like that. I pray that I'd become like that. But anyway, thank you guys for being on tonight. Tonight is the last session, and it has been wonderful for me because I've been learning some things. You know, I don't know how many teachers we have on the line, but I know we have one, and that's Pastor Kimberly Buford. And I think
yes,
you can attest to the fact that when you teach something, you learn. You learn more than the students that you are teaching, you know?
Amen.
And I sometimes believe that God gives it to us because he wants us to go to learn something, to go higher in here, deeper in him.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
How I have felt about this Bible study. I feel that God has been talking to me that I need to go deeper into the secret places of the Most High God.
Amen.
And
he
I really appreciate it.
He talks to the teacher first.
Yes, he speaks to the teacher first. I think everybody knows this, right? Amen.
Amen.
Now, those of you that's on the line tonight, you could be teaching this yourself, so I'm not really teaching you anything. We're just going to go over some things together, reminding each other and exhorting. And perhaps helping someone who will listen to this Bible study in the future. And that's really what it's, as far as I'm concerned, that's what it's about. Those who are struggling, trying to figure out what is prayer, trying to figure out oh, my gosh, God has not heard me. Why hasn't he listened to me? I know he listens to other people. Why not me? And all those questions, it has been my prayer that some of those, I hope all, but I hope that some of them have been answered and that we will put them into practice. So Mother Smith is supposed to be on the line tonight. I'm wondering if she got on.
No,
I wish somebody would
her
just
on yet.
Call her and remind her, because she really wanted to be on. Well, anyway, as we all know that, I'm not going to go back over the entire subject matter that we have gone through over the last 2 weeks. However, I do want to say that in the beginning, God, the Word, when Adam and Eve were the only two humans that we know of, Adam and Eve walked and they talked with God face to face. Can you imagine that? You know,
wow.
We speak to God with our mouths and from our heart, do we not?
Amen.
From our mouths, the words come out of our mouth, but they're from our heart.
Yeah.
And we don't see God. We see his attributes. We see him in nature. We see him, you know, in so many ways. But we were never able to look him directly in the face and speak mouth to mouth like Adam and Eve did. Isn't that something?
Wow.
That has always, always touched me. And the other thing about it is that, I'm pretty sure that everybody on this line has experienced this. When you have a set time to pray, God shows up. I'm telling you, he shows up. It's amazing. And the more you do it, it seems like he's waiting for you. It's just like, bam, he's there. Adam and Eve did what they needed to do or wanted to do during the day. And in the cool of the evening, God came to visit.
Wow.
He came to visit and walked with them and talked with them. There's a song walk.
And he walked with me and tells me that I am his own.
Yes. Do you agree with me that when you have a set time, if you don't, that's fine. I want to know if it's just me.
No.
When you have a set time with God, go ahead and expound on it if you like.
No, but I mean, I totally get what you're saying. That's a beautiful time with God. It's a beautiful meeting with God when Adam and Eve, that God, I can only imagine God coming to your house to visit every evening. I mean, not like those guests you'd be having when they leave, but it's like you want God to stay longer. You know, you want God to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know, it's other people you love them, but you're ready for them to go.
Yeah, you're ready for them to go before they even get there.
Yeah,
before they get there. I like that. Before they get there.
Oh, but man, to imagine God coming to your house, you know, God coming to your space, and he can. That's the amazing thing. He will come visit. He will come and sup with you. He will come to your
house.
He will.
He will.
I have one question about our friend. What is our scripture reference tonight?
Well, we were going to get there shortly. But thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm sorry, what?
No, I said yes, ma'am.
I actually have many scriptures.
Pastor Rosie, before you go further, can I say something
yes.
else about what you were just talking
sure.
about? About
sure, sure.
God coming to spend time with you.
Yes.
Today I was studying. I was just, you know, just really studying the word, just meditating on it. And it was you said something earlier. You were talking about how we already know stuff, but
uh-huh.
sometimes we just need to be reminded.
Uh-huh.
And something that was, it was a scripture, and it was talking about Jesus. Well, it started with when Jesus called the disciples. When he sent the disciples out, when he sent them out, he told them, he gave them instructions, and he said,
uh-huh.
I give you power, and you have power to cast out demons.
That's right.
And to heal
mm-hmm.
all the sick. And
mm-hmm.
the revelation slapped me, literally slapped me. It was just like, wait a minute. He said these were his disciples, and to his disciples, he gave power.
Right.
He cast out demons and devils.
Amen.
And power to heal all sickness.
Amen.
And I sat there, and the light bulb came on. It was like, when did he change his mind?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When did he change his mind?
Mm-hmm.
But see, what the problem is, and the thing is, we have more power than they had because we have the Holy Ghost living within us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Holy Spirit
absolutely.
Lives in us. But
right.
one thing
absolutely.
Happened when they went to cast out the boy who was having a seizure. Jesus said, because of your unbelief. That was the first thing Jesus said. The reason you can't do it is first because of your unbelief. And secondly,
mm-hmm.
because this kind cometh not out, but by prayer and fasting.
Okay.
Much
now you're on to it. Now you're on to
prayer
it.
And fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So
now you're on to it.
Unbelief and much prayer and much fasting.
That's
if
right.
we
mm-hmm.
had, he said, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could tell that
mm-hmm.
mountain, get up and go jump in the ocean. And it would do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Much prayer and much fasting. If we did
uh-huh.
those three things, oh, my gosh, Jesus said we would do greater works than the ones that he did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right, and you're absolutely right.
I just had to throw that out there because that was just my revelation for the day. I mean, I know,
yeah.
just like Pastor Rosie said, we already know this stuff.
Yeah.
We already know it. But sometimes we have to be reminded. Sometimes God has to remind us of who we are and the power and the authority that we walk in.
The one thing we need to
yes.
remember is that there are degrees of commitment that the Lord requires of us. As
ooh,
you said,
yes.
people
yes.
decided
that's
that
good.
You couldn't cast the devil out because this kind cometh not out, but by much prayer and much fasting.
Much
prayer
that's
and fasting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a degree of commitment that's required to do a greater work.
That's
so
right.
We
amen.
We can't tiptoe around certain issues and expect great results if we haven't given great effort.
Wow.
That's amen.
It. Wow. Yes.
It requires
that's
much
wow.
prayer. And much means just what it says, much. A whole
much.
Lot of prayer and a whole lot of fasting.
<That's> right.
you don't, now, you might have prayed and you might have fasted. But that degree of commitment was not enough to get the desired
amen.
Result.
Come
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say you weren't praying and you weren't fasting. They prayed and they mm-hmm. fasted. He said, but this kind requires much prayer and much fasting. So what you did
mm-hmm.
is not enough. You got to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Get back on your
that's
knees.
That's it.
I need more prayer. I need more fasting if you want to get the desired results that you want.
And to the
mm-hmm.
higher degree.
Mm-hmm.
To the higher level that God takes you to the and when God elevates you, higher level, higher devil. When God elevates that next level, it's going to take more. Because the devil's you fighting on that other level. Okay, that's that level. Now you somewhere else, and you got a whole lot of other, you got a lot more stuff that you have to deal with and stuff that you're going to have to conquer. Yeah, but he
right.
has already given us authority. He has already given us the victory.
Yeah.
At that point, what do? We got to pray more. We got to fast more.
Yeah.
We, have
that's right.
we have to believe. We have to believe that we can do it. That is a big thing. We can talk the talk all day long. We can fast and pray till the cows come home. But if we don't believe we can do it, it ain't going to be
that's
done.
Right.
Amen. That's
right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
you know,
right.
That is so
go
true.
Ahead.
That's right.
Yeah. That's,
you know,
amen. And go ahead.
You know, what just came to me as you quote that was that Pastor Gilliam spoke one Sunday. I believe you guys were out of town. And he was talking about, you know, we got to be above our problem.
That's right.
Amen.
We can't be our level.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we won't be able to do those things if we're our level.
That's right.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen.
When we have to
that's
look good. Down on those things, be above those things.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what the Bible tells us that, you know, when we look at the promises that God has, everything that we deal with is kind of intertwined with our personal relationships. And as Pastor Kelly was saying, you know, in order for you not to have your problem look you dead in your eye, you got to be above. That's what the Bible says, that you can be above only. The only
and
way you're going to be able to overcome is you have to be above only. You can't be beneath your
Come
problems.
On.
That's absolutely right. That's
there
so
is
true.
A connection to the degree of commitment that we have. And I think that same analogy can be looked at when we look at the avenues of the church growth. You know, people come in at different levels and different things of that nature. But until they make a commitment to it, that's why certain people stay at a certain level when it comes to church growth, because they don't commit themselves. Jesus
Amen.
Said, commit your ways unto him. You know, we
want
to do all
that's
the external things, but the internal commitment things we don't want to do. And because those things are left undone, we stay at a certain level. That's why people don't grow and can't commit and won't stay put and won't be faithful. They ain't committed.
Amen. That's right, Pastor.
Yeah,
that's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And I say that because, you know, you were talking about, you know, being able to cast out demons, and, you know, some things don't come except about fasting and praying and much prayer, because if we can't even get past that part, how do we expect to allow the word of God to be shown and be revealed in others if
amen.
We're not past that area?
Right.
You
that's
know,
it.
And then that was an illustration of that, because, in other words, we can't be living a raggedy life. We don't have no faith. We don't even know what's going on from day to day. And we say we're Christians, but yeah, we want to lay hands on somebody and cast out demons, you know, and do these
that's
miraculous
right.
things, you know, for show. But yet, you know, there's no
it's
problem.
Faith. That's
right. You said raggedy faith. That's me.
That's
that means you don't believe that God can do it. I mean, you say you believe in God, but the devil believes in God. But you don't believe that he can do what he says he can do.
Can I give you another analogy? Where he was talking about that just now. When you were talking about that relationship with Jesus, that's just like a marriage. A lot of people want to date Jesus, but they want to date other folks too.
Yeah.
They want to date the devil too. They don't want to commit. They don't want to get married. They don't want to have a covenant. And see, we're talking about a covenant relationship. We're talking about covenant relationship. But a lot of people don't want to have a covenant. They just want to date. They want to hook up every now and then.
The Bible calls it intercourse. You know.
Yes.
You know.
But a lot of people, they want to date the church. They want to date Jesus. They want, and it's more like they're looking for a Santa Claus or a sugar daddy than they do for an actual commitment, because they want you to do everything for them, but they're unwilling. Just like Pastor David just said a minute ago, they're unwilling to give or to commit. But they,
mm-hmm.
Commit,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to commit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need accountability within
exactly.
the church.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
I wanted to read this scripture, and it really says pretty much everything that all of you have said, and it's Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. In other words, you know, we don't go to God with malice in our hearts or unforgiveness in our hearts. We reverence him. We go to him in a godly fear, and we remain, we go to him in humbleness, you know, humbleness.
Yeah.
And,
amen.
And you know, knowing that we are nothing without him. We're
That's
going
right.
to the divine.
That's
we
right.
are nothing without him. Sure, we can do some things, but what is it worth? It's worth
nothing.
You know?
Nothing.
And
amen.
When we go to him, we should be willing to submit to his divine will. His will, not our will. Otherwise,
that's
don't
it.
Go to him, you know. We're just
yeah,
wasting
true.
Our time. You're spinning your wheels. You're throwing out words.
But, you know, that goes back
you know?
to thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Will be done. Amen.
Mm-hmm. On earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
Not as
thy
it's someplace
will.
Else, but as it is in heaven. Yeah.
Yep.
And
all
then,
that is,
and
sure.
then you can ask what you want,
right?
And he
right.
hears you. And then, but otherwise,
amen.
Don't. You know.
Amen.
And
that's also part of what you learn as you grow more spiritually mature.
Amen.
You learn that you don't start
mm-hmm.
out a babe knowing that,
mm-hmm.
but as are held more accountable, and you do those things that we're talking about, praying more, learning to trust God and build that relationship,
amen.
You learn that.
That's
yes.
good. That's
yes.
right. And
yes.
that's why it's so important for babies to have mentors in church. Baby Christians, young Christians, really need seasoned people
mm-hmm.
yeah. to yeah. help mentor them, because they don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
they really are babies, and they have no clue.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked about before people being getting damaged. That's how a lot of young Christians get damaged, because
yep.
they mm-hmm. latch on to the wrong people, you know,
yeah.
and they end up getting I was a product of that, dealing with you in a way that does more damage than good. I thank God that he protected me in the midst of it.
Amen.
But it's things like that's why we have to be so very careful to make sure that we line new Christians up with people who are going to pour into them and help them
yes.
to build their most holy faith. It's necessary.
Yes. Yes. And we must always, I mean, I just so that everybody knows, when you say baby Christians, new Christians, we're not talking about just young people. A new Christian
no.
can be somebody born again at the age of 80, 90,
exactly.
50,
exactly.
60. It's
right.
the moment that you were born again, you know.
Yeah,
so
we're talking spiritual.
But that ties into our new members, and as part of the new members program, getting the new members involved in the church. So
amen.
That's also a way where they're not just aligned and latch on to one or two people within the church, but they learn to find their place within the body.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's very mm-hmm. good. Yes. Yes. And they take ownership of the ministry. They find their spot in the ministry, and they recognize it as being theirs.
Right.
You know, they begin to take some level of ownership. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. Okay, now in saying that, I agree with that wholeheartedly that that should be the case. But I guess my question is, at what time does that conversion take place, that they begin to latch on to the things of God and commit themselves? Because, can I be honest with you, and I'm not trying to be facetious.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Just because somebody decides they want to join a church or they want to join the ministry, just because they raise their hand, and I'm only saying this, Pastor Buford, because I didn't see it, okay?
You're right.
And they give these long testimonies with tears in their eyes. They do all of that, cry, and they go, but you laugh, but you know I'm dead serious.
You're right.
I've seen
you're
all of that.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And they cry out, swap for God, that I'm going to be here until the doors of the church close. I ain't going nowhere. God sent you.
Until they get
you.
Or they get
and
married. Yeah.
They come and they say, Lord, I'm going to stay with you. I done seen it, I don't know how many times.
Yep.
Right.
And 3 weeks later, all of that boo-hooing and crying, you can't find them. But they just raise their hand and join the church.
You're right.
I done seen it. We have seen it. So and while I get excited about people new joining the church, I think that's a good thing. But Pastor Buford, you have to help me because my expectation, people have shown me, that my expectation is way too high.
Wow. Yeah.
They got to be, you have to sit back and allow the word to mature and to bring them to a point, a level of commitment while we pour into them. Because
that's
there's
right.
a certain level of spirit of discernment.
Uh-huh.
Because if
Amen.
You don't have a spirit of discernment when it comes to people, they will drain you dry and walk away from you like you never did nothing for them. And all that time and resource you done poured into them is gone. I'm not saying that God wouldn't have us do that, but my experience has been as we begin to mentor these new converts, let us approach them with a sense of measured, meaningful expectations. Don't expect the mountain from a baby.
Right.
You're right.
They ain't going to give it to you.
Amen.
But we shouldn't.
Yeah. And that goes back to the sowing and seed, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seed, you know, the fall on good ground, stony ground, fall among thorns, you know, they'll allow certain, they get excited, they allow certain things to get in the way to cause them to, you know, to walk away, you know, or to not stay focused because that, you know, that seed didn't fall on the good ground as it should, you know, but it still takes, you know, those persons, you know, to really stay focused and want it. You have to want it. You
right,
know,
amen.
I see it all the time. Yeah. You know, I see it all the time, you know. It's like you say, what happened? You know,
right.
It's all, you know, I had this going on, that going on, but at the same time, that was the whole purpose of being in the house of the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
You know, to be able to overcome those things, and, you know, be able to hear some word that's going to lift you up and give you a greater understanding in order to live a life, live a safe life, you know. The Bible speaks about, you know, thou shalt be saved. You know, you are saved, but you got to continue in it to stay saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Also, one way we kind of not control that, first of all, understanding that we cannot control whether people join a ministry, but I think if we have the new members and they actually show up, that's the first step. That they actually show up.
Amen.
We introduce the information about our ministries. We encourage them to become active, but you can't make them. But,
you're right.
You know, I like to think that if they show up to the new members, they hopefully will be active. And that's fine. It takes different people different times.
Yeah.
And as far as the mentoring, maybe it's not so much, you know, you're in their face overwhelming people.
No.
But maybe once a week you check in. with a phone
that's
call
it.
And everything on phone.
That's it.
We went to a church like that.
Like
well,
you said,
you know,
not to overwhelm them. And also keep it in mind, there's a reason they're called babies. Babies don't have any teeth. They can't eat meat. They have to eat pre-digested food. They have, you know, babies mess up stuff. They spit and poop and throw up and all. That's what natural babies do. And it takes them time in the natural to grow up to be toddlers and children and teens and then adults. And in the spirit, it's the same kind of process. And Elder Ursula, you just said something a second ago. You said you were talking about the process. You're absolutely right. And you just said some people's process is longer than others. And that's absolutely correct. Some people's process is going to be longer. Some people's process is going to be shorter. That's why those of us in leadership have to pray and have discernment.
That's necessary.
We have to. That's our part as leaders, to be prayed up so that we know, so that we can hear God. That's what's so crucial in all of this. We got to be praying, and we got to teach them how to pray.
Yeah, you're right.
And you pick up the line, you know.
As far as the new converts is concerned, God looked at the heart, first of all.
Amen.
Now, we are to do everything that you just said. We are to pour into them. We are to teach them God's word, because this is a new kingdom. This is a new world for them. The world that they were in is totally the opposite of what they have entered into. And so we have to mentor them. We pour into them, but it is the Holy Spirit's job to work that thing out in them.
That's right.
Thank God that it's the Holy Spirit's job, because I can't
do it. I cannot
do it. But it is my responsibility to give out His word. It is my responsibility to teach. God tells us to do that.
That's right.
And as far as say, Pastor Gillian asked a question: at what point are they converted? Then doesn't it go back to the heart? I was trying to find the scripture, the perfect scripture for that.
That's in Jeremiah. Was it a heart of the wicked? Yeah, that's in Jeremiah.
You want to read it?
Wicked. Who can? Let me get my. Let me. I'm on the phone.
Anyway, while you're finding that, I was just going to say that when a person gives their heart to Jesus.
Okay,
that's
but how do you know that though? But when do you know that?
It's not for me to know. I would never know. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you if you were saved other than by your fruit.
That's your fruit. That's it. So there's a sign then. Your fruit.
I go by your fruit. But you cannot expect a lot of fruit from a baby. A baby is just whining and crying at first, while you're feeding it pablum or whatever it is that you're feeding the baby.
Amen.
But at some point or another, the baby will start showing some food. The baby's going to grow up.
That's part of the process as leaders.
Yes.
It has to be more.
But, I'm sorry, what?
Now, I was saying a baby, I'm kind of laughing because when we're talking about a baby, and I can tell you a lot of things what a baby probably needs, but I guess that's the same way it is when it comes down to the Word of God. It comes down to, to the Word, meaning that they need to be nourished, they need to be cared for, they need to be looked out for, they need to be watched all the time.
Exactly.
They need to be
that's what shepherds are for. Yes.
And so all the illustrations when it comes down to caring for a baby, That's the same
way it
must be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
That's why everybody's not called to be a pastor.
That's right.
Everybody is not called to be a pastor because
pastors have
to be shepherds. And pastors, the shepherds are just like how they treat the sheep. The whole job of a pastor is to love them, to nurture them, to clean them up, to pray for them, even when they turn on you, when they talk about you, when they treat you bad. Because, see, if you don't have the heart of a pastor, you're going to want to cut somebody. You're going to want to cut people.
Yeah.
That's all
you
need. You know, if you don't have a true heart of a pastor, you know, you're going to get kind of done with folks.
Yeah,
and
you,
that's why you will.
Yeah.
And everybody don't need to be a
pastor.
You know,
that's
some people, they
learn how to walk the walk.
Wait a minute, we couldn't hear you, were muffled. What did you say?
That's when they learn how to walk the walk by
how you feel, or lack
of reaction, not reacting in the flesh, but reacting in love.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
And just knowing how to deal with people.
But, you know, that comes with experience. As being leaders and pastors, one of the things that I found out is through my things that I experienced with people and in church, that kind of gave me a measuring stick as to how to deal with situation. Because you deal with situation based on your experience and your amount of your revelation to what God has given you. Because not all situations are the same. But
I gotta
go back to something that's real natural. My mom used to always tell me, say, when it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, chances is, man, that's a duck. So when you deal with situations and people and you see the same type of occurrences time and time again, more times than not, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When they can't commit or you don't see them for a while, I know we pray for them, we care for them, and we call them, but situations have shown me that's normally there's a reason why.
Yeah,
and you got to get to the root.
And given the time, it gets revealed, and as leaders, you know, we learn how to deal with things of that nature. So that's one of the things that I'm kind of cognizant of, especially dealing with young converts. You know, we're careful not to overwhelm and not to, you know,
right
after they raise their hand, we put them on five committees. They ain't committed to all of that.
No,
that's right. Absolutely right.
So
you want to put them on the usher board and the ladies ministry. They just raise their hand, man. Give them a break.
so we need to be full of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and wisdom is God's word. Knowing God's word, tells us how to handle all of these situations, every single one of them. We ask in prayer, and the Holy Spirit will reveal these things to us. The Holy Spirit will tell us exactly how to handle a certain situation. What to do about a certain person, the Holy Spirit will do it.
Yes, He will.
When I got my daughter, unofficially adopted daughter, it was like, well, anyway, it was a terrible situation. I mean, she was really, really streetish and really bad at the time. I didn't know how to handle somebody like that. So I totally relied on God, and I prayed. And let me tell you, through prayer, God would show me where she was. God would tell me, get up, go. He would tell me when and show me where to go. And that's how I raised her. God showed me every step.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important for us who are calling ourselves leaders, us who are calling ourselves pastors or what have you, to not only just, but we use the word prayed up, but we truly need to know more about prayer.
Amen.
We truly need to know in our hearts that God is there for us. God is waiting. we truly need to know that that we can ask, and he will answer us, or he will give to us. We have to know that we know that we know that we know this. Now, if we don't, we can't help anybody.
Amen.
But so much.
Pastor Rosa, can I give you an analogy? One day I was at home driving. I was driving my car, going up a hill. This was years ago, about 12, 13 years ago. No, it was longer than that because I hadn't even got married yet. And I was driving my little car, and I had a little 5-speed. And I was driving my little car up this big hill, and there was a big truck in front of me. And it got to the point where, you know, there was a break in the, it was a 2-lane traffic, and it got to the part where I could pass the truck. And I punched my foot on the gas, and I'm just thinking I'm doing something. And because it was a truck coming far in the distance, and I saw it coming, but I was like, I can make this. And I punched it. I was just going, and I'm just feeling real good about myself that I passed this truck and didn't get hit. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, you trust that car more than you trust me.
Hallelujah.
You trust this man-made vehicle that...
There you go.
Whoever made it, that the seat won't just drop out while you're trying to pass this... While you're trying to
there
pass
you
this
go.
Car,
uh-huh.
That the motor won't just stop and you might get killed.
Hallelujah.
You trust. You put your life in the hands of whoever built this vehicle, but you can't trust
right.
me. When you
right.
go to the
right.
pharmacy and get your medication, you trust that pharmacist put the right medication in your container. You trust them, and you take that medicine
mm-hmm.
just like they told you to, and you trust that that medicine will not kill you. You trust that man
mm-hmm.
more than you trust me.
That's right. Wow.
God humbled me with that. Because if we think about it, just everyday things that we do, everyday stuff we do, we truly trust man who put these things in place and put these things together. We trust them more than we trust God. We question the things that God tells us, but we don't question them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know. Yeah, you know. Let me just say this: time is winding down. You know, and here is a scripture that I really, really like. Isaiah 55:11. It says, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth; it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please." And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Now, my question, after everything that you just said, why is it that we mature, I'm not talking about immature, but mature Christians, why is it that we are not seeing more blessings in our lives? Why is it that, you know, if Ephesians 1:3 in the King James Version, I happen to have this one written down. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And it goes on to say, God's word is so powerful.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, so why is it that we are not reaching out and getting these spiritual blessings? Is it all of what you just said? Is it doubt? Is it, what is it? Is it lack of intimacy? Is it lack of, what is it? Does anybody have anything to say about that? This is our God. This is the person we say that we love. So why aren't we reaching out? Why aren't we seeing more power? Why aren't we? Anyone have anything to say about that?
It's really hard for people to walk the walk. Very easy to talk the talk, but when it's very hard to walk the walk. So that's still part of that
I'm a work in progress. You have to learn to speak those positive affirmations
and
daily, because we're conditioned to constantly say negative.
And then, you know something?
And then it's also, I believe there's a level of fear there.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Sometimes
that's what I'm saying, that doubt is fear. Yes.
We fear that unknown because we've never been there. We really allow ourselves to really to just trust God. Trusting God is almost like, for instance, a quick illustration. You all probably heard about the tightrope walker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You heard the story about the tightrope walker?
Yeah.
And how that he won. He everybody applauds him while he was, you know, doing with all his tricks and everything on the wire. And he asked him, how many of y'all believe I can put this wheelbarrow across this line? And they all believed and cheered and in an uproar. But when he asked the question, which one would get in this wheelbarrow and let me push? No one.
That's it.
Are you
know,
willing to go that far?
That's right. Yeah. I know. You know, I had a friend. We call him Turbo, big old guy, and his ear was paining so bad. Anyway, the local churches, and I say churches, had prayed for this man for his healing, and nothing happened. It seemed to got worse. So, in my group, the pastor said, come, everybody, let's pray for him. Let's pray for him. And everybody started going toward him to pray. And I heard God just as clear as everything, do not pray for him. I was the only one. I didn't pray for him. I didn't know what God meant by that, but I didn't go. I was more afraid of God than man, so I didn't go. But later on I found out God woke me up in the middle of the night and told me to walk. And I walked, and I asked him, where am I to go? So he showed me the lounge, and Turbo was in there. Turbo was crying like a little old baby. And I asked him if he wanted me to pray for him, and he said yes. And when I went to pray for him, he said, hold up. He said, you know, everybody has prayed for me. He said, but you know, I in this ear over here, I hear somebody saying, "Oh, you don't want to be healed. You know, you don't want to, you won't get their attention anymore." And he said, "Over here, somebody said to him, whispering in his ear, saying, now, suppose you don't get healed if she prays for you. Suppose you don't get healed." In other words, what I'm saying is, he listened to all these voices. The demons was trying to prevent him from getting victory. Well, he did get the victory, by the way. But, so anyway, I just wanted to throw that story in there that we need to know, us Christians, we need to know who we are praying to. And I just lost my train of thought here. But, I'm conscious of the time because we're running out of time here.
We're fine. But it's all it goes back to what we've been talking about, faith and trust.
Yes, faith and trust, yes. But I want to say before we get off this line that it's so important for us when we pray, think about what we're going to pray about first. You know, think about the situation. And then find the scriptures that fit the need that you have.
Yeah.
And it's not always healing. It could be something else. It could be a job. It could be whatever. God has made us so many promises.
Yes.
And he's already told us that his word is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He's already told us that. Find the scriptures that pertain to your situation and write them down. Take them with you. Meditate on them until they become so real to you that they're more real than
than anything. And mm-hmm. then you pray them to God. Because yeah. then you'll be praying in earnest.
Right.
You'll be Amen. Praying in earnest. You pray in earnest, and when you're praying in earnest, you're not begging. And from that point on, because you know when you're praying honest that God has heard you. And
right,
he has
right.
moved, whether you see it or not. And then from that point, you feel like dancing because you can start rejoicing and saying, God, I thank you. I don't see it yet, but God, I thank you. That
Amen.
Is done. That is done.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And so I just have to throw that out there because that is so important. God has given
yeah.
us these promises. He wants us to pray them to him.
That's
Remind
right.
him, he said. Remind
That's right.
him. He said that in his word.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I just had to throw that out there because that's so important to just look up those scriptures and pray them. And we know there are all
Amen.
Kinds of prayers, all kinds of prayers. Prayers of,
well, you know,
of,
it's even uh-huh. even to the point where the Internet comes in so handy nowadays, you can go to the Internet and Google scriptures about health. You can
and
Google
seconds.
Scriptures about
and
any
second
and get
yes.
50, 60 verses. You know,
yes.
now, yes, we need to be reading our Bibles because we need to know the word for ourselves. We need to know what the word is. But just like Pastor Rosa said when we first got started, everybody forgets something every now and then. You know, unless
right.
you have a photographic memory, you know, we all forget some things. That's a really easy way. You know, take that scripture and put it in your on the wall in your war room. You know, put those scriptures up there. Remind yourself. Put them on the mirror. Put them in your phone as a reminder.
Yes.
Put them on the refrigerator.
That's right. Yes. Like
until
healing,
they get in your
instance.
Spirit.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
And you know what? Those are both really good ways of how to reach faith in Christ in this digital age. You
it's
know,
a very good
right.
way. Yes.
And then go back to the word, and maybe that's one way of people learning.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I know
yes.
Several years back when we first moved here, I used to have a Facebook group that I called something with Mama B. Praying with Mama B or something like that. And it was a lot of my old students and people that I knew back home. And I would put a word up every day. At the time, my work schedule wasn't real strict, so I had time to manage the page. And I remember when I ended up starting to work more and I couldn't keep it up, one of them went on one day and she was just like, where's the scripture, Mama B? Where's the scripture? They really look for that. They really hang
yes.
on to that. So that's something,
yes.
you know, texting people in the morning.
Yes.
You know, if that's what you do. I mean, if that's
yes.
you're mentoring somebody, that's something great to do.
Yes, yes. And let us not forget, always let us not forget that Jesus gave us the perfect example. He prayed. He prayed. His word to God. He prayed
yes.
to the Father. Perfect example.
Isn't
perfect
that awesome?
Example.
The word praying the word.
The word praying the word. Perfect example.
That's awesome.
Now, if he prayed the word, surely we should spend time looking it up, looking up what God has said, and pray him back to him. He made us a promise. We faithfully
Amen.
Do that, something is going to move. Something is going to happen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But
praise
I
God.
Think we have run out of time, have we not?
Yes, we are. And thank you, Pastor Rosie. This has been an awesome, awesome study time. And next week, Pastor David Kelly is going to step up. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor
Amen.
Kelly,
and
you still over here? We can't understand you. What did you say?
I say, and we will be continuing in prayer, on prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, does anybody have any comments that they want to make before we close everything out? Thank you, Pastor Rosie, for what you've done, for the teachings that you've given us over the past 3 weeks. They've really been awesome. This has been really good. This has been a really good Bible study.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Just want to thank you for the awesome Bible teaching and prayer, and how we was able to just get a lot of insight and understanding when it comes down to our communicating and our relationship with God and with one another, keeping it up in prayer. So it's a blessing.
Amen.
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 It's okay.
Hello.
It's my
hello.
Again.
Yes.
Somebody, whoever's talking is sounding really, really muffled.
Would you say you wanted to say?
Good job.
Oh, that's my
call.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Amen. Well, Pastor Rosie, you want to pray? You want to go ahead and pray us out?
Father, we just thank you for your thank you, Father God, for your word that has gone out tonight. I thank you, Holy Father. I thank you, Holy Father, for being with us tonight, God. You're always with us, but I just want to thank you for being with us so in a greater way tonight, God. You have shown us so much, God. You have touched us in the deepest parts of our hearts. And, Father, I just thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Father, you are greater to us than anything. Anything that we could ever imagine. Father, when we are hard on ourselves, you love us. When others are hard on us, you love us, Father. Oh, Father God, we just bless you tonight. We bless you. I thank you, God, for giving us opportunities to minister to one another. I thank you, Holy Father, for giving us opportunities, God, to get into your word as corporately, Father, to just dig out your riches, God. I just thank you, Father. And as we're doing this, you are helping us. I thank you for the helper, the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I thank
hallelujah.
You, Holy Father. Oh, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us. You are so awesome, God. I don't know what we would do without you. Father, your promises and your word is for us, for your children. We are your children. But, Father, you call us kings and queens. I thank you, God, that that's who we are. My prayer,
yes.
Father, is that
yes.
we become more and more aware of who we are here on
yes.
this earth, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that we, Father, as we walk each day, that we will make a difference.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, that your light, the light of Jesus, will shine forth brightly in us
yes,
wherever we go and wherever we are, whether it's in our offices, whether it's in a store
yes,
or wherever, God.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, we yield ourselves to you tonight to be used by you, God. We are your instrument waiting
yes,
to be used by you, God.
Yes,
and we
God.
Thank you for
yes,
the honor
God.
And the privilege, God. Thank you, Holy Father. I thank you that you have washed us in the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, God. You have made us righteous.
Hallelujah,
Father. We couldn't do it ourselves. Nobody else could do it for us. Only you,
God.
You have made us righteous. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, God, for your blessings. I thank you, Holy Father, for your mercies. I thank,
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
You are so, so awesome.
Yes,
oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless,
bless
you tonight,
God.
Father. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Bless you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise
yes,
you.
God. Yes, God.
God bless everyone that's on this line. in a grand way, God. Bless them, God. Bless them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Well, thank you all for being with us tonight. Apostle, you got anything you want to say? Hello? Okay. Well, everybody,
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you
Hallelujah.
For being online with us tonight. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all Sunday. And, Pastor, you'll be the next one next week. Pastor David?
Hallelujah.
Y'all ready?
Okay.
Yay.
Well.
Amen. But y'all be blessed. Thank you. And we'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.